Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8:04 a.m. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. My name is Mike. She's Allie. She's back from a nice just Caribbean vacation. His name is Bo. He's above 500 in his picks this year, and that's Dylan behind the glass hanging out with us.
You are too, Mike.
Yeah, that's right.
Well above 500.
I don't like to pat myself on the back, but I feel pretty good about it.
It's okay.
Lie to you.
I'll give you a little pat.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Got the wake-up call coming up here in just a couple of minutes, 404-726-0929, asking you guys how many points the Falcons need to score tonight to win the football game. How many is it? Is it four touchdowns? Do you got to get over the 30 mark, or do you simply got to get in range of the 20s and hope your defense can step up to the plate against Josh Allen? Also, what are your plans? And maybe if you want to throw in a bonus in there, did Auburn score a touchdown before halftime? Was that the wrong call? Did they get the ball over the goal line plane? Let us know what you think, 404-726-0929. Before we get there, Allie, a busy weekend in sports.
Yeah, we want to make sure before you walk into work, you know all the top stories. Penn State head coach James Franklin has been fired after another loss this weekend. This time to Northwestern, and Penn State will be on the hook for $49 million left on his contract. Game one of the ALCS happened last night. Mariners won in Toronto, 3-1. Game two happens today. Game one of the NLCS kicks off tonight with the Dodgers in Milwaukee at 8:08. Georgia Tech remains undefeated with a 35-20 win over Virginia Tech. Georgia did beat Auburn 20-10, as Mike just mentioned. And, of course, Falcons-Bills tonight at the Benz. Kickoff 7:15. Pregame with Mike and Bo starts at 5 o'clock, and we are counting down.
Can't wait. Obviously, it is a Falcons Friday, but on a Monday. We just call it a victory Monday if you want to. No, I'm not that confident. Let's just leave that for somebody else. Over-under is 49.5 tonight, -3.5 towards Buffalo. We'll get there, obviously, with the wake-up call coming up in just 1 minute. I do want to get Bo in on this Auburn-Georgia conversation, though, one more time, because Bo did text me on Saturday night when this is happening, and I said, I don't think he scored. And he said, I think your crimson-colored glasses are taking over your eyes because I think Auburn definitely scored. And you know what I didn't go back to? Bo was trying to hit the low-lying fruit, me being a Bama guy. I could have just said, maybe your Florida is showing and you don't think that Georgia actually caused a fumble. But I didn't go there, not in real time.
Well, that would be – hold on a second. I'm a Florida fan, so I can't talk about Georgia thing. And I'm not saying you're saying that. But
that's what you said about me and Auburn.
That's not what I said. I said your hatred for Auburn is showing.
I mean, what are we doing here?
I don't hate Georgia.
Semantics.
The problem for me, I hate Florida State, and I hate Miami. The Georgia thing is not like it. I hate Tennessee. I hate all of those teams way more than Georgia. Like, I don't really even hate Georgia. You know why? Because all my friends are Georgia fans.
I don't hate Georgia either. I actually like Georgia.
I wasn't talking about you, but thanks for making it about you. And and Georgia was never a problem for me growing up when like all of my fan views were really like kind of molded because Florida beat Georgia every year. Georgia's one of the best teams in the country every freaking year. it just looked to me like the nose touch in his arm. And I don't see how. I guess my point is this. I don't see how the referee from their point couldn't see that the ball was dislodged at that point in his arm from where the referee, because remember, the referee is at the pylon. It was in the middle of the field. And he crossed with that ball seemingly in his hand. So that was some really good eyes by the ref to call it a fumble. And when you replayed it, the reason it stayed was because it was called a fumble on the field. Had it been called a touchdown on the field, the replay would have confirmed. Or the play would have stood, as they say now. The problem was, for Auburn, it was called a fumble. And it was a good thing for Georgia. I think it was a phenomenal play by Georgia.
It's crazy.
Punching the ball out. But you can't tell me that it was – you can't tell me definitively. No one alive can tell me definitively that it didn't cross or the goal line in his arm or that it was punched out before. We will never know.
Well,
that's the way it was caught on the field. And good for Georgia for not giving up on the play and punching for it. And good – you know?
I'm going to agree with you at the risk of it making it about me. I'm going to agree with you and say that I don't think anybody can say definitively either way either. My problem with the whole thing was that – Sean McDonough and Greg McElroy and Booger McFarlane are all like, oh, man, Auburn's just getting screwed on this. And I'm like, what are y'all looking at? I don't see what we're looking at. I don't think they realized the ball got punched twice. I don't think they did. I think they saw the second punch, and they were like, oh, that's when it comes out. When the still image that Booger had at halftime, the ball was already loose to me. And he's like, there it is. It broke the plan. I'm like, no. But I am with you on the fact that I don't think it was definitive either way. Anyways, we got a lot of stuff to talk to you about the Falcons. We got kind of off track for a minute. 404-726-0929 if you guys want to call in on the wake-up call. How many points do the Atlanta Falcons need to score tonight? Or anything else we've talked about today, let's hit it. But you got an answer real quick before we get to the phone lines. How many points do the Falcons need to score tonight?
Well, I think Buffalo is averaging 30 points a game, so yep. I'd say 31.
There you go. All right. They haven't played the number one defense, though, since this year. So I would say the number one defense is going to bring them a little bit back down to earth.
Well,
I'm talking about those guys that would be wearing the red helmets tonight and the black jerseys. You know the vibes. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to let's go to Swami Dave from Suwanee. Swami Dave, welcome into the show, man. Been a while. What's going on?
Guys, how's it going today?
Living the dream.
Listen, your Falcons, our Falcons, they're probably going to have to score over 4 touchdowns today.
Okay.
You're just going to have to do it. You're going to have to score the points. Now, as it relates to the Georgia and Auburn fans and the game, and listen, I say this as a Georgia fan.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. You at the end of the day, if it would have been called a touchdown, you couldn't have overturned it. You guys are right. However, it was called a fumble. But, hey, it was called a fumble. You didn't get the touchdown. Then you got 50 yards for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, well. At the end of the day. Listen, here's the deal, guys. When you think about it, if Auburn spends the next week putting up stills of Jackson Arnold's hands breaking the plane of the end zone, they spend a week doing that, and the next thing you know, they're calling Paul Feinbaum and Dr. Laura Schlesinger about how they're getting cheated, then guess what? This coming Saturday, Kirby Smart is going to have beaten them again.
Yeah, I can.
Hey, guys,
I could not agree
week.
More. I could not agree more, and that was my whole problem with Hugh Freeze going into halftime. I'm like, dude, you already lost.
Mm-hmm.
You lost the game because I can tell you're beside yourself, and your players are going to feel that in the locker room. You would have never heard Kirby act like that before halftime.
Cost Penn State $49 million for nothing.
So,
because that's what happened to Penn State. They allowed that loss to Oregon to beat them against UCLA, and then Drew Aller gets injured with that leg injury.
There you go.
And now it. I don't know. Look, man, like, it's just it's spot on. Like, the refs started your spiral, but you allowed it to continue.
You did. And he also kind of backed up what you said. Got to score more than 4 touchdowns. You said 31. That's in the ballpark, right? All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We got full phone lines. Let's try to hit a couple more of these. Let's get CJ from West Georgia. CJ, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Squid Billy Nation, baby?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, Squid Nation,
shut
all right.
it was a fumble. That jarred the ball loose. That's just like the gentleman that fumbled the ball for Cardinals.
All right, we're going to have to let you go, CJ. You got a little phone
issue,
CJ. Man. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, that's I think he's on something. That's a weird one because if you reach it, extend it with your hands. You have to have a death grip on it because it's easier to punch out. He had it in his arm,
yeah,
and he still allowed it to be kind of punched out.
It's
like
crazy. Like, I never thought of that being something that you would be coached to do in a goal line situation in a quarterback sneak, but there we are with the tush push and the thing getting punched out. I don't think that would happen to Jalen Hurts, but it is what it is.
You see Baltimore trying to tush push yesterday twice?
Yeah.
Failed both of them?
Just awful. I don't need to see it anymore.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Try to get a couple more of these in. Hey, Dylan, let's go to Reggie in Fayetteville. Reggie, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning,
hey, man.
Fellas. I think that they're going to score, the Falcons, that is. They're going to have to score more than 33 points a game. That's correct. This is telling because of the offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson. This is going to show what he is. Number two, I agree with you guys in terms of the ball going over the line, but that first punch, Mike, you exactly correct. That first punch knocked out possession. So that was the correct call.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. Thanks for the phone call, Reggie from Fayetteville. Good stuff right there.
You know what I love is how every game is, this is going to tell what Zach Robinson is. It's every week, every game, there's someone that calls in. We're about to find out what Zach Robinson's made about it. Yeah. It's like, at what point you were like, yeah, you know, he's this or he's that. But it's every week right now.
Somehow we've gotten all the way through the show without talking about Oklahoma State. And that's going to be a topic for another day because we're just focused on the Falcons today. Let's get one more call in right here, guys, before we got to go to break. Let's go to Randy in McDonough. Randy, what's going on, man? Happy game day.
Morning show.
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, man. It's real quick. Couple of things. I think the Falcons are just need to really score 23 points. You know, Ulbrich was in New York for a couple of years, so I think he got an inside scoop on Josh.
Good call.
And where I'm going to watch the game, you know, what I mean, the fan experience you guys can give me with tickets to the game. What you got?
hey, appreciate the phone call, Randy. Thanks so much for getting in with us. 23, hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's confidence in this Falcons defense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody keeps trying to poke holes in what the stats are for the Falcons defense, not Randy. He's like, hey, we got this. Ulbrich knows the deal. Let's go, baby.
He was buttering you up for tickets. That's what he said.
Probably so, and it almost worked. Okay.
Well, join us the morning shift every Friday for the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Bo Morgan will fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes. And you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. That's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix every Friday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, former QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, our buddy Dave Archer will join us to preview the Falcons-Bills game next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.